Face to face, Booker.
The game's calling out Booker T.
Book, you're nothing but a common street thug.
Wait a minute. That's not Booker's music. What? He's back. It's Goldust King.
I see it's Goldust.
Goldust is back. He got electrocuted. And on February the 3rd, I remember like it was yesterday. And he hasn't been the same since.
I know that deep down in the cockles of your heart, you are worried.
Yeah. Is it what?
And at WrestleMania. You're going to find out that you cannot judge a book by its cornbread, damn it, cornbread.
J.R., what is wrong with him?
Well, you know, keep him on. It's not that. You shouldn't laugh at him. He's got a problem. He has a question, man.
Wait, you're killing me, man. You're killing me. All right. Listen, I can see you. I can see you're serious about this. So, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I'm sorry. You go ahead and finish what you're saying. I'm sorry. I'll be serious.
When it's all over, said and done, and you, Triple H, lose your world. World title. And you will. To Bookman, then you will never.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I think I know where you're going with this. Go something like this. I will never forget the name of name. Go.
Oh, hey.
Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
We're the Young Bucks.
Yeah,
I just cut you off.
Yeah, you just cut me off.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwback on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Your shows, your entertainment, and your network. This is Rant EM Radio.
Remember, what this network wants, this network gets. I promise you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast on Rant EM Radio. Proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
I think this is recording. I'm not sure. I'm not set up in my new place, so I'm using the mobile stuff that I pulled out from this the closet. I'm pretty much unpacked most of my stuff, but my podcasting things and my extracurricular activities are not. They're still in boxes in the spare room. So, how are you? How's everything? I hope everybody's well. I'm sorry if some of you guys were messaging me on social media. I've not been on social media since a couple of days after my birthday because I had a few strokes on my left side and it messed up my speech for a couple of weeks. I'm getting my speech back now. As you can have, I can't catch my words sometimes. So that's why I'm really not doing any social media because it's hard for me to type and write back to everybody. And it's been a nightmare, actually. But I'm feeling better. I'm almost cleared to go back to work. And because I'm losing my... The thing is, like, when you're doing something for so long, like a routine, especially with work and everything, and then it stops for almost a month, like, it devastated me. Like, I can't begin to tell you how miserable I've been, that I can't do anything. But, you know, I've been getting outpatient stuff. People come to the house. People help me with my speech and stuff like that. So I'm waiting to get my clearance to go back to work because I need my routine. I have this beautiful new apartment that I was only in a week before I got sick. I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't feeling well one day, and I went to the urgent care. And by the time I got to the urgent care, I didn't remember who I was. I couldn't tell you the day, what day it was. I couldn't tell you who the president was, nothing. And the doctor caught on that something was wrong and called an ambulance for me. And then I spent the next 4 days in an ICU. So that was interesting. And I have a device that's inside of my chest that's monitoring my heart. And yeah, good times. So for my 57th birthday, I got a stroke. So that's what I'm doing. Recovering. And I had a lot of time on the couch, so I've been watching a lot of wrestling and catching up on things. And I don't know how unemployed people stay home all day because there's nothing on TV, man. I have 3,000 channels, maybe a little more, and there's nothing on TV. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. But I got the video games hooked up again because Hammer now lives next door to me. So we connected all my stuff to, you know, because we haven't used it in a while. So got the PlayStation up there and the Xbox and all the gimmicks. And next to my giant bag of pills and medicine. So, good times. I had a whole plan in place to do some shows when I got here and all this other stuff. And then, like I said, this devastated me, man. Devastated me. And you know what? I got to be honest with you. I don't mind not being on social media. Like, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. But some of you guys messaged me and stuff, and I shouted me out on your own social media pages. So it's only right that I write this and tell you guys that I'm doing okay, because I don't want you to think I'm, you know, ignoring anybody, because that's not how I get down. You know that. So, but yeah, tomorrow is the, I don't want to say anniversary, but it's the 25th year after 9/11, and it's a rough day for me personally. So, not being at work sucks too. And on this year, it would be on a day off too, which I hate it when it's on a day off. And when I'm at least when I'm at work, I don't have to think about it. And after the ceremony and stuff like that, and they say it's their anniversary. I don't like using that word. It's kind of whack. Because it's really not we're not celebrating terrorists killing people and ruining my city, but and a few other cities, but that's another story and whatever it is maybe. But one of the worst days of my life, personally and professionally. I was there for 15 hours, 14 hours, whatever it was, and it's been. You know, the last couple of years, it's been a little better to deal with, but the current climate politically is not helping matters, locally anyway. I don't want to get into the whole whatever, you know, what's going on with the rest of the world, but it's been rough. But at least I got my speech back. Sometimes I can't get my words. There was a couple of days where I couldn't even say a whole sentence. I couldn't even speak. So the fact that nothing else happened to me with the stroke. See, sometimes I can't catch my words. Nothing else happened physically, thank God. So it's going to take a little while to get my full lexicon back, which is fine. But it could take a couple of years depending on, you know, you. And I got all these stupid, these books that I bought and the Effexia books and doing the exercises and stuff like that. So it's been interesting, to say the least. The worst part of it is not remembering how to spell things. Like, I know what I want to say and how to say it, but I have to keep going to like Google and I'm typing it wrong. I'm typing the words wrong. Sometimes I'll say the word and I'll write something different. I was doing that in my therapy. The nurse was like, "You told me the answer, but you wrote something else." And I'm like, "Hey, you're right. That's exactly what I did." So I was doing that too, like messing up, you know. So it's been interesting, to say the least, being 52 years old, learning how to speak again. You know, it is what it is, right? I don't want to play the martyr. I'm like, oh my God, why me? Why me? Apparently I was doing something in my lifestyle that caused this. I think maybe it was the energy drinks that I gave those up a month ago. And then, you know, so hopefully whatever I was doing, I'm not doing anymore. But it wasn't anything like anything else, because everything else was good. Like all my blood came back good, but my blood pressure was good and everything else. But it's something happened where I had a couple of strokes. You know, it's crazy, absolutely crazy. But what else is going on? Caught up with AEW. I caught up with WWE. I'm watching the AAA stuff, which is really cool. I did watch TNA, the last pay-per-view, the lockdown, whatever it was. And I'm caught up with Japan. What else? I watched the Saturday Night's main event, which was on Sunday. It was good. I enjoyed that. Nothing else is going on, though. I'm waiting for this weather to cool off. It was almost 90 degrees again today here in New York. I hate it. I'm ready for the fall. Everybody's like, all the stores here, they're already in fall. Everybody, you know, Halloween stuff is up already. The pumpkin spice shit. Like, I can't get into it. Like, I can't. My friend's like, oh, get a pumpkin spice, you know, because since I can't drink the energy drinks no more, I got to drink coffee. I hate drinking coffee. But everybody's like, oh, you know, it's going to help you stay awake. I'm like, yeah, I'll get iced coffee, I guess, but I'm not getting these pumpkin spice nonsense bullshit, because it doesn't feel like pumpkin outside. It feels like it's fucking still 90,000 degrees outside. So, I gotta be in that mood where the temperature has to break, and I can get a hoodie and my fresh jerseys and all my fresh gear. I can't get any of that stuff yet. It sucks. I can't, you know, get into it, you know. My mom said to me yesterday, she's like, oh, I went and got pumpkin whatever for she's got some kind of cookie jar or some shit. And I was like, man, I don't know how you even think about that right now. I said, it's fucking 90-something degrees outside, man. That shit is crazy. But I just wanted to jump on and say hello and people who did reach out to me, I don't want you to think that I was dicking you around or anything. So there you go. thank you for everybody who's reached out. I haven't gotten back to anybody, but thank you for, you know who you are. Thank you very much. My family took care of the phone calls for a couple of weeks because I couldn't even use my phone. So that was cool. My sister came in, my mom, my best friend came in. Everybody was like, Elaine came to see me at the hospital. And I was so blessed that people ran to my aid. It was very, very cool. Very blessed to have good people in my life. If you have good people in your life, you're blessed, sincerely blessed. So yeah, I'm not, I don't know when I'm going to get on social media again. I don't miss it. I don't miss it. I don't miss all the nonsense. I don't miss all the bullshit. I don't miss any of it. I just miss talking to my people, like who message me and tag me in some stuff and whatever. Those guys and girls I miss. I don't miss anybody else though, you know. And I just got on Messenger with some of my gaming people. I couldn't even speak to them. I was like, people are like, I haven't spoken to you in weeks. And I'm like, yeah, I couldn't speak. Sorry. You know, it's been a deal. So I've been convalescing, and I just want to get back to normal, whatever that is, hopefully soon. And I could just get over this and finish out the year and start fresh again next year. My lifestyle has to change, obviously. Things that bothered me all the time will no longer bother me. I'll have to figure that out, especially with work, because I work with a lot of stupid people. So I have to figure out how I'm going to navigate the dumbness. but there are things that bothered me that no longer bother me. Friendships that I lost, work stuff, like all that stuff does no longer bothers me anymore, man. I can't get my life now depends on it. I have to have a better mindset and just, you know, go on with the go on, you know, move on with the move on, as they say, whatever, how they have they say it. But that's going to be a learning curve. I've already started the process. And I feel really good. I haven't raised my voice in a month, or yelled, or carried on, or cried. I only cried when I left the hospital because I was so mad that I was there for X amount of days and I didn't know what was going to happen to me. But I didn't cry because I was angry at anything else. I just have to treat this as a minor setback. That's what I've been doing. I've been embracing this new life. I've been very thankful that nothing else, like I said, happened to me except for my speech. Everybody keeps saying how good I look and you sound great and blah, blah, blah. And I noticed that towards the end of the night, or the day, I should say, I do stumble more on my words when I'm tired. So that's going to be a challenge at work, too, because I work a 10-hour shift. So I'm going to have to navigate through that as well until I get better. I don't think it should be a problem, though. I think it'll be okay. But that's what I've been doing. That's what happened. And thank you very much, like I said, for everybody reaching out, who did reach out. I just, you know, I didn't want to make a deal about this on social media. I didn't want to text and put a post out there that I had a stroke and whatever. And I don't want that kind of like, you know, I don't want all the attention and all the bullshit. I'm not an attention whore by any means. I've been I've been pretty open with you guys for the last almost 20 years, so, I can't even say the word, anyway, but I've been open with you guys, but I just didn't want to make a deal about it. Like, you know, I have friends who have done that, and it's like, you know, everything's about that, and it's, I don't want this to define me. This is just something that happened to me. I'm going to bounce back, and I'm going to fight it, and I'm going to be very well, and I'm going to be better than I was, and I have more room to podcast, so once I set that stuff up, I can maybe do more shows if I feel inclined. And I don't know anything else. There's anything else I want to say, but I hope everybody, like I said, I hope everybody's doing well in our little circle of friends that we have. I hope everybody's doing well, and I hope everybody's healthy and happy, and I hope you're enjoying your lives, and I hope you're living your best life, and just remember that it could be taken from you at any instance. And it was almost taken from me, so I take nothing for granted. I really didn't take anything for granted before this, but now I really don't take anything for granted. I'm sorry if I'm trying to talk too fast. I'm trying to get all my words out. I want you guys to just, you know, take care of yourselves and everybody else. And you know, the end of my, every one of my podcasts, I used to tell everybody, you know, get along and, you know, take care of each other and don't be a jerk off and blah, 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 blah. And that all still implies, you know, like I said, if there's something going on in your life that you're having a problem with, I hope you can fix it. I hope you can get it out of your way. I hope it's not messing up your every day. I hope you're taking care of it. And I don't know. That's pretty much it. Thank you again for everything. And I'll be back soon. I don't know when. I know the War Games is coming up in a couple of months. You know that's my favorite. So we'll talk about that. And all the cool stuff that's been going on with AEW and WWE and Japan and all that good stuff. And that's pretty much it. I can't talk too long because I'm going to start really bumbling my words. But you guys take care of yourselves, sincerely. And thank you again for whoever reached out to me. I mean, I'm sorry I haven't gotten back to you. But I will be getting back to everybody soon enough. Just know that I love you guys. All right? All righty. Take care of yourselves, all right? And peace out.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast Podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
Are you tired of being lied to every day by the mainstream media?
Do you want to know what's really going on in the world?
Do you want to make up your own mind about things and not be told what to think or say?
Then listen to Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly anti-PC look at the world of entertainment and current events brought to you without censorship or filters.
You can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts, BitChute, and on ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And also, we're a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
My name is Buck, 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 Buck. My name is Bubba Ray Dudley.